New Year's Eve. Gross. Just gross. I push away from the random guy trying to shove his random tongue down my throat and swipe the saliva from my face. This does not make the list of ways I want to ring in the new year. I'm not opposed to locking lips at midnight on New Year's Eve, given the chance to do it right. But I don't support an unexpected smooch from a drunk creeper who doesn't understand the meaning of personal space. And he missed his mark. There's nothing sexy about having a tongue thrust up your nose. Trust me on this one. Out of all of the bars on 6th Street, I had to stumble into this one, full of scuzzy guys I don't find appealing. I'm more into the quiet, gentleman type, who doesn't seem to exist outside of a Jane Austen novel or Nora Ephron movie. If only my roommate Mallory had more refined taste, too. She met some fuzzy-chinned man wearing flannel and torn khakis an hour ago, and I haven't seen her since. I don't expect to see her again until tomorrow morning. She sent me the don't wait up look she's been giving me since we were freshmen in college. Maybe someday I'll be the one sending her the I'm going to get lucky signal. Until then, I should probably do something about this guy. I slip away from the wall so he can't corner me again. Thanks, but no thanks. Aw, come on. Nose Licker says. His eyes go a little droopy, probably in an attempt to be sultry. It doesn't work. No one wants to be alone when the clock strikes midnight.
Maybe some of us do.
He steps toward me, swaying a little. Too many Jaeger bombs and whiskey sours will do that to a person.
I'll show you a good time.
Again, thanks, but no thanks.
I can...
He breaks off and turns his attention to my right. I shift my gaze in time to catch another stranger, this one even more imposing, slipping an arm around my shoulder.
There you are, the man says. I've been looking for you everywhere. Sorry I disappeared for so long.
I stare up at him dumbly. Who is this guy? With the dark hair that curls ever so slightly around his ears, and a strong, tanned jaw. Did I meet him somewhere and forget? Or is he another loser, desperately trying to take advantage of a single woman's sentimental side on a holiday? At least he's in better control of himself. Nose Licker's droopy eyes narrow even more.
Who are you?
I'm her boyfriend, the stranger says loudly.
I'm about to protest, but he turns and whispers,
Go with me on this.
Is this true?
Nose Licker asks, having the nerve to appear taken aback.
After everything we've been through, you've had a boyfriend this whole time?
That's right, I lie. I can't figure out what came over me.
She must have been charmed by your good looks, my fake boyfriend says. We're terribly sorry for any confusion.
Nose Licker glances back and forth between us. I'm immobilized in the stranger's arms. I want this to work, but I can't believe it will.
Okay.
Nose Licker steps back with his hands up.
My bad.
He turns on his heel in search of another conquest. Seriously? I realize I wanted him to leave me alone, but he gave up that easily? I can't decide whether to be relieved or offended.